Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We will not abbreviate any element of information that probably needs to be in. Well, we do have, I do have my abbreviations, but I think the important things are the important things. Don't you agree? Ladies are here to support me in that. Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keenan are here for this Friday, the 16th of July. And yes, Jennifer, we truly are halfway through the month of July. Believe me, I know all about it. I know the stress that I bring upon you. I know the frustration. I know the temptations of time and space that we have worked out. We only have 5.5 months until Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm going to just keep leaving my decorations up all year round. There's going to just be
a good idea.
I'm going to put up a Christmas tree, and then I'll just decorate it for all the subsequent holidays, maybe, and then put up the Christmas. Yeah. I mean, I think that's just how it's going to have to go, because it's all going very fast. But yesterday, at the White House press briefing, Jen Psaki made a big revelation. She's the White House press secretary. And she said that the Biden administration is working with Facebook to flag, and I'll use air quotes here, problematic posts that spread disinformation on COVID-19. Now, Psaki was asked a question regarding the Biden administration's request for tech companies to be more aggressive when policing what they referred to as misinformation. And she revealed that the White House is in regular touch with social media platforms to handle it. She said, quote, "We are in regular touch with the social media platforms, and these engagements typically happen through members of our senior staff and also members of our COVID-19 team, given, as Dr. Murthy, who spoke earlier, conveyed, this is a big issue of misinformation, specifically on the pandemic," end quote. Now, she also revealed that they're flagging posts on Facebook as part of their efforts. She said, within the Surgeon General's office, we're flagging posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical professionals to connect medical experts with people who are popular with their audiences with accurate information and boost trusted content.
Who decides what's accurate?
Content out there. Thank you. Continuing with her quote, "We also created the COVID Community Core to get factual information into the hands of local messengers," end quote. Now, here's the problem.
Wow.
And we've talked about it here for the last few months. The COVID-19 posts, at least originally on Facebook, were policed partially by an algorithm that happened to be created by the guy who was sitting on the World Health Organization board, who was funneling cash from the National Institute of Health to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Peter Daszak is Daszak? I always say it wrong. There's a lot of plural.
It made much difference. Yeah, anyway.
He's the one who worked with Facebook to create the algorithm to flag people's posts. So they would flag people who posted about hydroxychloroquine. They would tag people who posted about all sorts of things that they didn't, you know, if they didn't like the information. They tagged people's posts that said that it was a virus coming from China intentionally. I mean, give me a break. This stuff now is panning out to be true. They tagged it as false, and now you're telling me that the Biden administration is getting involved with this to tell us what's true and good for ourselves? So it's not their job. Their job is to stand
so
on the podium.
Misinformation,
I don't care. Victoria, I don't care.
Well, Facebook is the number one source of misinformation that we live with.
But why isn't the government's job?
It's not
who makes up their mind
job.
What the misinformation is?
First of all, okay, everyone calm down, because first of all, this is not the Biden administration having a login and going in and flagging posts on Facebook and removing them. Okay, that's not happening. This is an advisory panel that then sends what they are considering to be flaggable to Facebook, and then Facebook decides what to do with it. Everybody really needs to, like, calm down
on this. The government?
Because this
is not the government's job.
They're Jen, they're flagging stuff. Okay, if this was the other Surgeon General from the last administration,
I would have the same problem. You know what?
If he was sending messages to social media saying, "Hey,
yes,
that's wrong," really,
I resent
blatant misinformation.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I don't resent health, and I don't resent accuracy.
But who's to determine? Is Jack wrong because he has his point of view? Jack Stockwell, one of the doctors on this program, or Ken Kronos, who says exactly the opposite? We're gonna shut Jack down because he doesn't agree?
Is Jack saying that there's a microchip in the vaccine? Is Jack saying crazy stuff? Because I haven't heard him say that.
But here's the thing. We live
this
in a country
that's... This is the kind of stuff that's on Facebook.
It doesn't matter. We live in a country that is full of freedom of speech, or we used to. This administration does not respect that. They want to only tell you what they think, and they've been pumping out some false information themselves. Here's their job. Their job is to say, here is a vaccine, these are all the great reasons why you should take it, and that's it. They don't need to come into your life and tell you what they think is true or not. That's not who we are as a country. We are supposed to...
I'd like us to be smarter and be a more accurate
But that's
country.
Not up to the... I'd love that, too. I'd like our educational system
again,
to do a
guys,
lot better
Facebook
job
has
of educating
the option
people.
Of ignoring this, okay? This is not... This is the Biden administration... Yes, they do, Jen. It's a private company. Facebook doesn't have to do any of this. They do not have to do... It doesn't matter if you think they're a utility. By law, they're not. And we know that. So Facebook can take under advisement whatever... Okay, the law should be changed, but it's not. So we're talking in real time in facts. The facts are it's not a utility, and this is an advisory panel. If Facebook says, you know what, we woke up today and decide we don't care, we're going to let it be a free-for-all, they can do that. And that could easily happen. They're not. Zuckerberg doesn't want to spend any money at all. It takes a lot of money to go through and police these things. It's not just an algorithm. It takes human beings and eyeballs doing this. He's too cheap. He doesn't want to do it. So if he wants to take under it, if he obviously has entered into this agreement with the administration, if he wants to do it, he can do it. It's his company.
Yeah, he's right. Ridiculous.
Right.
He is
this,
right for
this
private
stuff is
business,
getting
but
so
I'm going to tell
overblown
you.
And turning into these insane talking points that are not even true. I mean,
well, here's
insane.
One for you. The reason that the Biden administration won't speak out on the atrocities happening in Cuba is clearly, with stories like this, they want us to be Cuba. I mean, that's where we're going.
Oh, my God.
There is no celebration of freedom of thought anymore.
That's fear-mongering.
Nobody cares.
That's just fear-mongering.
There is a lot of problem with, I think, being open and expressing yourself and being put into a bag or a box. You can't say this.
If you say on Facebook, I don't want to get the vaccine because I don't think it's right for me, you're not going to get flagged for that. But if you're saying, I don't want the vaccine because it's a microchip that's going to track me for the rest of my life, that's not true. That's
patently false. How about the Biden administration saying that hydroxychloroquine will kill you? Was that true or false?
False.
There are some cases where hydroxychloroquine is going to kill you.
But the Biden administration, and by the way, lots of people on Facebook that didn't get flagged said that Trump was just going to try to kill everybody.
Right.
And it
so
was, it was
what do we do about this?
Cleaner.
I guess that's the question.
So there's their fake news that
didn't
get flagged.
That there's a problem.
There's so much on Facebook that's...
There's a lot of stuff on social media everywhere that's garbage.
It hasn't been supposed to be
argued. If we have an educated society, which we don't, there's the first problem. People recognizing and believing or not whatever in their wheelhouse from what they understand are the facts. Not the truth, because the truth is different depending on who you're talking to. I will tell you right now, the fact is that a lot of people are getting this COVID variant, the Delta variant, and are getting very sick very quickly. Los Angeles, New York, other cities are now reimposing masks. Whether people are going to do it or not remains to be seen. But the variant, Ken Kronos was on this program yesterday, one of the doctors that we have in DGV Health, and he says that this is nothing to toy with, but those of you who keep not wanting to get a vaccine, put yourself in harm's way. And as I said yesterday, you don't have to. Jack doesn't agree the vaccine. He doesn't say there's a chip in it, but he'll tell you that there are a lot of reasons not to get it. I will, and I also reiterated yesterday, both of them voted for the same person the last time around, the last presidential election, and it wasn't Biden.
Well, I think it's dumb that people make this like a political debate about vaccines. I think there are a lot of people who voted for Trump who have the vaccine. There are a lot of people who are suspects of
got the vaccine.
Yes. I think there are a lot of people themselves who have natural immunity who may not get the vaccine because of that. I think there are a lot of people who are afraid of an experimental vaccine, and so we have to respect that. Mm. You know, I mean, there are people with the vaccine that are getting sick.
Yeah, so, but they're not in the hospital. That's what the vaccine is supposed to do. I mean, one of the Rich Eisen, who has already made this public, so I'm not saying anything out of turn, but he's a very well-known sports broadcaster, and he is one of the hosts that Lewis works with in his podcast company. And he has COVID right now. It's the Delta variant. He was fully vaccinated months ago with Pfizer, and he said the only thing keeping him from being in the hospital right now, because he's really sick, is the fact that he was vaccinated. So, you know, look, the vaccine is widely available. What?
How does he know he'd be in the hospital if he hadn't been vaccinated?
Because the doctors told him that. He's very sick. Oh. And they said it would be a lot worse. The vaccine is doing its job. It's keeping you out of the hospital.
It's lessening his stuff is what they're saying, right? His lessening.
But yeah,
I mean,
the point of the vaccine is to keep you from the hospital and from dying. That's what it does.
Yesterday we were talking about this Kat Sadler.
She's another one. She's really sick.
But yeah, she's another one, and this is kind of the point. Yeah, fully vaccinated, and she said when she got it, she was wearing masks, and everyone around her was wearing masks. So
she was treating an unvaccinated person. They thought it was the flu,
but they were all wearing masks. I mean, that's what she was saying, is that she was wearing masks, and she was vaccinated.
What the problem is that it's different for everybody. Your DNA is different. Your body is different. Your immune system is different. So the variants here are what's going on in your own body. Less variable are the results of getting from my perspective, what I see, getting a vaccine shot. And heavens knows, I don't like vaccines and I don't like getting shots. I think there's way too much of it. But in this circumstances, I'm convinced anyway. I'm happy I have mine.
Yep.
And in fact, if there was a third one around and I could get it, I would get it, frankly. There's nothing about vaccines, again, that I think are cool.
Long haul symptoms. I don't want to deal. I'm happy that my parents are vaccinated. We're going to, you know, we're keeping them away from people. They were about to sort of, you know, kind of go back into indoor dining again. We're not letting them do that. We're just going to, you know, another wave.
They take their driving privileges away from them if they do it. We're not going to let them do that.
No, believe me, they're very, you know, they're very cautious about everything anyway. And now, you know, with all this stuff spreading around again, it's a mess. It really is. They have two good friends who are, one's a doctor, and they both have the breakthrough cases. They both have the Delta variant. So, and they were vaccinated with Pfizer as well. So it seems like anecdotally more breakthroughs are happening with Pfizer than Moderna. I have not heard about a lot of breakthroughs.
Yeah,
or
I'm happy I have the Pfizer myself, frankly. All right,
I'm still happy I have Pfizer, but yeah.
After the hour here.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the Friday DJV program. Jay is not here today. She's ill. Jay Kirshner is not with us, but the trending information has been supplied because she's keeping her eye on what is trending. And I will tell you, we're going to go to the big city for news about Mr. Big. Yes, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere. Sex in the city sells next.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts and responds to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
All right, the ladies are drooling to get into this, and the reboot of Sex and the City, what becomes of Kim Cattrall's character, what becomes of Chris Noth's character, what becomes of Sarah Jessica Parker's character. All right, ladies, what are you, you're sniffing around, and Jay's been sniffing around, what do we know? What do we hear? What's the gossip? What's the word?
Yeah, so the gossip is has been that Mr. Big would not be on this show very long because he and Carrie split up. So now it looks like we have some confirmation of that. And I hate when this happens, but I also love it. So there's a leaked script that has that Page Six somehow got a hold of. Either someone took a picture of it or I'm not sure. But they're in the script. It has Carrie saying to Charlotte and Miranda and Stanford, quote, I was taping the podcast, I was washing my hair, yes, I wasn't eating or sleeping, but at least I felt good about my marriage. Now I'm just one of the wives he was taking care of. And that is that's the line that has set the internet ablaze. And so, as we know,
one
Mr.
of
Bay
the
wise
things, he's a bigamist. That's the new meaning to the word big.
Right. No. He has two former wives that he's still paying off, and so now Mary is the third wife that he will be paying off. Now, the rumor I had heard was that one of the reasons that they split is because he gets busted for a white-collar crime and goes to prison, and then that kind of breaks up their marriage. It could be that, or it could be, I don't know. We're not really sure, but it looks like this is the end of Carrie and Big, which is kind of a bummer because it took them 10 years to get together. So.
Bring back Aiden.
Well, Aiden's back. Well, Aiden is in multiple episodes as sort of the one who got away. And so, yeah, we'll see. If you liked Aiden with Carrie, I was not a huge Aiden and Carrie fan back then, but I think maybe now.
I thought it would be fun to have them go back to single. I mean, I don't know. So much of that story was so cool for single women, I think. And
true.
How nice would it be to have women of a certain age now? Because what, they have to at least pretend that they're in their 50s, at least, right?
Right.
Having to get back out there and find love again. I think that's actually, that would be kind of fun for people that watch the show to see that again.
Well, there's a lot of that that goes on anyway. In real
I thought
life,
because Kim,
could,
yeah, exactly, that's what I mean. And I thought that Kim Cattrall, since she wasn't coming back, I thought maybe they'd do like a big chill nod and like all meet up at her funeral, like they'd kill her off. But
we don't know. That's the thing. We'll we absolutely know nothing yet about the Samantha relationship. I've heard people say that it's just a break in the friendship and friendships change, which is kind of lame. It does happen, but I don't know. Who knows? But we still have to wait until 2022 for this to come out.
Oh, my God, how can we handle it?
I know. Well, the way you speed up time, maybe it won't feel like it's that
long. Yeah, it'll be here by tomorrow. Half of the way to the new Sex and the City movie, that'll be Jeff's intro.
Right.
Manana is soon enough for me. 28 past the hour, speaking of time, on the DJV Friday program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automated tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai Hydrogen Mobility fleet of Exeon fuel cell trucks has collectively exceeded 1 million kilometers of driving in only 11 months of service in Switzerland. Since hitting Swiss roads last October, the fleet of now 46 hydrogen fuel cell trucks have been able to reach this milestone in service of 25 Swiss companies in logistics, distribution, and supermarket fulfillment. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The New York Attorney General's office will now hold an interview with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Wendy King reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the State Attorney General's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women.
Cyber Ninjas, the team conducting a forensic audit of Arizona's Maricopa County general election, said Thursday they want more items to complete their review, which has turned up several major discrepancies. A couple of them, auditors could find no record of the county sending out more than 74,000 mail-in ballots. Auditors found approximately 18,000 people voted but were removed from voter rolls soon after the election. The auditors want ballot envelope images, router images, and Splunk log hard drives. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cuban rap singer Pitbull wants America to stand up for his people on the communist island. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Cuban-American rapper and pop star Pitbull is calling for the world to support anti-communism protesters in Cuba.
People that we're so proud of, people such as a Jeff Bezos, Cuban-American, graduated from a high school in Miami, built one of the biggest companies in the world, the richest man in the world. He's somebody that can get involved and really help us on what we got. All we can do is create awareness.
Pitbull posting a two-minute video on Wednesday that he called a message to the world. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is claiming misinformation is a problem in America and the reason we have a high percentage of people deciding not to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Surgeon General has issued an advisory.
Today, we live in a world where misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health.
Vivek Murthy is calling for a nationwide effort to stop the spread of dangerous misinformation about COVID-19.
All of us have to ask how we can be more accountable and responsible for the information that we share. And those of us who may have larger platforms, I think, bear a greater responsibility.
He says the false claims have led people to reject vaccines and public health officials, putting people at risk. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 34 after the hour. Not going to mention what day it is, what the date is anymore. It's just we're in Nowhere Land. Starring that song, Nowhere Land.
Mentioning the date is totally fine. It's when you say, wow, it's almost September, when I get annoyed. Saying the date, I mean, you have to be realistic. You
know. It's almost Saturday. You can say that, right?
Thank God. Yeah.
Right. That's a good one. See? There you go. All right. So, Victoria, Jennifer Doug here on the DJV program. The collapse victims, no more, right?
Yeah, sort of. So I don't know what no more means, but yeah.
Well, there aren't any more left, no more bodies, nothing left to find. The search is over.
With a few cases, in total, 97 people have been confirmed dead. This has been 3 weeks now since this Champlain Towers South condo collapsed, and so they said no survivors have been found since the initial hours after the collapse. Some people were found not in the building and things like that. So They thought originally it was 150 people who had been trapped. That number has declined, though. Detectives found that some people were safe. Other names had been reported twice, sometimes in Hebrew and in English. So they thought that there were two people. It was really only one. So they have 97 missing reports have been confirmed, which is also the number equal to the number of bodies they found. And at this point, responders are anything they find, jewelry, photo albums, religious items, personal items, things like that. They are now trying to collect as many as they can and then reconnect that with the families. A lot of Jewish families lived in this building, and there was a rabbi there yesterday on site talking about, you know, different, you know, religious texts and things like that that get handed down from generation to generation, and they're hoping to be able to salvage some of that to get it back to the family. But 22 million pounds of debris and concrete have been moved so far.
So who gets sued? All these families got to be suing somebody. There have to be lawyers lining up around the block to sue
the
insurance companies, the condo. Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't know if this... I think there was a sister building, too, right? So this condo association has at least two buildings.
I think they moved everybody out of that building, didn't they?
I get a good check on it, for sure.
Right,
exactly.
So, yeah, some lawsuits will be the next thing, for sure.
All right. Other legal entities here, the Department of Justice reports the FBI made fundamental errors while investigating the USA Gymnastics team physician Larry Nassar. So what?
This is awful.
Remember, 6-7 years ago this was?
Yeah.
Child sexual abuse, and he's in jail for the rest of his life, pretty much. So what's the problem with...
Well, the problem is that the DOJ report found that the FBI, the local chapters of the FBI handling this case in, I think it was in Indianapolis, two of the officers, the field officers, were fired. They made false statements. They basically downplayed what had happened. They were covering their own butts. And,
but not to make him, he's not less guilty. That's not what this...
No, if anything, he's more guilty.
More guilty.
The problem is that they waited a whole year while he was still...
But he's one of the good old boys, Victoria. He's a good
powerful.
Old boy.
It's about the power. It's the same story we told this week with Ed Buck, that political donor who gave a lot of money to a lot of people, and people just turned the other way as young black men disappearing
his apartment. I don't know how powerful Larry Nassar himself was, but one of the FBI agents was trying to get a job with USA Gymnastics at the time and basically did not investigate Larry Nassar. Some of the claims that are, you know, the Olympians, Simone Biles, Ali Raisman, they had come forward and said that he'd sexually abused them. These guys did nothing about it, and another year went by where he abused more girls. So who knows how many more victims they allowed him, you know,
see,
to be
this
near
guy,
for another
that's
year.
That's another example of why does this guy belong? Why is he still alive, even? With the kinds of things that he was able to get away with, that's the sort of
and
thing.
And people like this typically don't get
better.
Ruining
lives.
You can rehabilitate.
Yeah.
You can rehabilitate murderers.
Oh, no.
Murderers. You can rehabilitate. But when you see people who are predators, sexually, particularly on young people, it's very hard. Study after study says it's very hard to change them.
All right. Other legal entity information here. This has been 3 years. Remember that Capital Gazette gunman?
Yep.
Who went into the Maryland newsroom, shot it up, and there were five people, I think, that were killed in all of that. He's finally gone to trial, and the jury this week found that he had mental and emotional stability, and he's being held criminally responsible for the shooting. And so he's been in jail. But he hasn't. This isn't the trial. This just is a... his sanity trial.
The sanity trial.
So the trial before the trial. There's another one. So he's responsible for it, criminally responsible. So now he can be tried as a regular person. I guess that's what that means.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he already pleaded guilty to 23 counts. So he related. This is premeditated. This is a premeditated attack. So he's already guilty to that. So yeah, this guy will not be back on the street. His lawyers were trying to get him put into a psychiatric hospital, and then he would have the possibility of release. So I'm happy that he's going to be criminally responsible and will not get that out.
All right, another legal circumstance here. The CEO of Franklin Templeton, the investment company, a lady named Jenny Johnson, says management at the firm stands by their decision to fire Amy Cooper, Remember her from last year, the woman who went, the photo went viral, a video capturing her calling the police about a black bird watcher who had asked her to put her dog on a leash. Mm-hmm. And she got fired, and she sued him. She sued everybody, and she says, I was improperly portrayed as a racist.
Oh, really?
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, maybe she made a mistake, but they have a couple of trillion dollars in assets.
Okay, you know what? I'll say maybe she's not a racist, but she's certainly a crazy person. I mean, obviously there's something going on there, right?
And she certainly had a racist outburst because the world saw it. It's on video.
So what about this is a Karen? What is this?
Yes, this was where the Karen thing kind of started. She was like one of the original
But her name
Karens.
Is Amy, so why don't they call it an Amy?
Right. I know. I don't know where the Karen
Poor
came
Karen.
From. Kind of
I feel really bad because there are a lot of Karens that are very nice people out there.
Yes, right.
Their name has been co-opted and ruined.
Yeah, horrible. It's horrible. It's a horrible show.
I only know one Karen, and she's awful, so I don't know.
There you go.
It's not as popular, but I've met a few, and I say, gosh, you poor thing.
The international news this week is kind of interesting. This is not something you would have expected, but it's a good sign, I think. The fact that the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, has opened an embassy in Tel Aviv. They signed an accord. Remember that was on the White House lawn last year? They have progressed well with the... And this is the reason I say it's good is because most people think that all of the Middle Eastern countries want to push the Israelis into the sea. And apparently that's not the case with the United Arab Emirates. And there are other countries, the Lebanese, Jordanians and stuff. There's a lot of live and let live there. But the Israeli embassy has opened up in Abu Dhabi. And
are the Lebanese related to the Japanese?
Lebanese, is that what you're... So Jennifer's picking up on
what
something. The way that I pronounce the Japanese.
Japanese?
It's a Japanese.
Related to
Japanese.
The
Japanese. Uh-huh. That's good. I'm going to talk to my tooth. No, I understand. All right, a couple of other things here. The Biden administration says no troops to Haiti. Not after... They've thought about it a little bit.
The request was made, but denied. Mm. We're just sending our own Marines to protect our own embassy, which I think is appropriate.
Yeah.
It is a mess.
The whole thing's a mess. As long as we're down in that vicinity, keep going south of the border down the Brazilian way. Brazil has a president whose name is Jair. Let's see if I do this right, Victoria. Jair Bolsonaro. How close am I?
Bolsonaro.
He has the hiccups. He's had the hiccups for almost 2 weeks. And he's been hospitalized, so doctors can try to figure out why he has the hiccups.
He thinks it's because of he had dental implant surgery. And so I guess there could be something to
get
that.
Get him in?
But he can't apparently get rid of the hiccups, and I guess...
Or it's just fate, right?
well
it's a nervous disorder. The hiccups can be a nervous disorder.
There's a spasm in your diaphragm, right?
So, right.
But the thing is that makes me kind of chuckle is that when you look at the list of things that this guy's had, he told all of Brazil COVID wasn't real. Then he got a pretty bad case of COVID himself.
Right.
While he was in quarantine, some emu type thing bit him, and he had to go to the hospital again because of that. Like, he's had a lot of weird stuff happen to him. He was bitten by an emu or something. It's very weird. He's had a lot of stuff, and now he's in the hospital with hiccups. It's weird.
Maybe that's a weird side effect of the emu bite.
Right.
Here's something. They infer venom in you.
It's a little more serious and a little sadder, but kind of out of the same medical, huh? There's a story from Wichita today about a mother bringing her son to the dentist yesterday, and the kid dies in the dentist chair. And nobody seems to know. He had a tooth pulled. Something got complicated, got rushed to the hospital, and he died.
Oh my gosh.
So one wonders.
I mean, there's a reason that they do. I mean, they take your blood pressure and your vitals and stuff many times when you're having some kind of dental surgery or working. A lot of people think, well, maybe it's just because it's the only time people see a doctor and they want to check everything. But there, I mean, you can have some complications with, if it is a dental surgery, pulling a tooth, that's interesting. Mm. But,
yeah.
Right. How sad.
Yep.
Can we lighten things up for a second?
Yes, please, Jennifer.
Because I know how Victoria loves sharks, and it's been Shark Week and all that.
Shark Week.
So, apparently, this is just the headline in the New York Post. I have not confirmed nor denied, but the headline is great. Shark advocates call for a rebranding of violent attacks as interactions.
I'm going to attack my body, Doc.
It was an interaction.
It was not an attack.
Give me four. I had an interaction with the shark.
Oh, my God.
That's the headline there.
I do understand that, yes. I mean, the whole point of Shark Week is science and research. And you know, Jen and I were talking off the air about William Shatner on Shark Trek this year, which was a great episode. I would encourage everyone to watch it. He had his own fear of sharks that he overcomes at 90, scuba diving with tiger sharks. It's an incredible episode. And he said, I have no fear anymore. Now I know what I'm dealing with. And it really is, you know, the more people learn about sharks, the less they are afraid of them. But, yeah, the rebrand of, you know, if you've been bitten by a shark, sure, it's an interaction. Okay.
The researcher says, shark attack is a lie. The majority of what people call attacks are merely nips and minor injuries from smaller sharks.
Jeff Bezos, a quick note about him, donated $200 million this week to the Smithsonian Institution, the Air and Space Museum. The sum represents the largest donation since its founding from James Smithson in 1846. 70 million supports museum renovations. 130 million will be establishing an education center to be named, strangely enough, the Bezos Learning Center. So anyway, the Smithsonian gets his dough, although this is not much of a tax write-off for him. 200 million would be something we'd all love to have. But when the guy's worth, 150 billion or something, 160 billion, even after his wife got 38 billion in the divorce, she's now worth 60. She's trying to give it away. She can't give it away fast enough. Keeps getting, because the value of Amazon keeps going up. Because you crazy people.
What a terrible problem. I mean,
Amazon.
Those poor people, they're just trying to get rid of their money and they just can't.
It's a shame. All right. Here's a way of getting rid of problems as we talk more and more about the Delta variant. You better keep in mind one of the great ways of keeping yourself clean with you've had the shots. Okay, good. You still apparently have some liability here, something to be concerned about. So why not do the smart thing? Actually, this just makes good health sense. Using the Navage device to clean your nose every morning and every night. As you brush your teeth, you wash your hands, do this, because proper nasal cleansing will make it so much easier for you to stay healthy, because everything that's bad pretty much comes through your nose, for the most part, a little through your mouth and some of your eyes. But this is the nasty stuff. It lodges in the nostrils, and you need to get rid of all of the things that are there. They get crusty overnight. All of us have seasonal allergies. We've used it. Feel much better using Navage. You can, too. Get prepared for what's ahead. Use this. Add it to your daily routine. Nasal cleansing with Navage. Backed by no questions asked guarantee of satisfaction. Buy it now easily at Navage.com. Spell it out, Doug. N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tech Talk time now on the DJV program, a review at the end of the week of the top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan's research. They both do research. Victoria on technology, Jay on social media. So they all have a place in our conversation. Right now our focus is on the top five from the world of technology, Victoria, starting with Twitter and what it's doing.
Yep, Twitter is shutting down fleets. Turns out fleets were fleeting. Say goodbye to fleets. That's the first that row of full-screen tweets at the top of the Twitter timeline that expires after 24 hours. It was meant to sort of be Twitter's version of Instagram stories, but it did not take off at all. They're killing it. It's only been 8 months, but it just did not. They were trying to get people to get new users onto Twitter and to get them to post more and not just read other people's tweets, but this was not going to do it. So say goodbye. They're moving on.
Bye-bye.
It'll be another experiment soon.
Right. Out to the big pasture in the sky. Okay, number four is a focus on ESPN. There's another greedy grab from Disney.
Yep, ESPN Plus monthly and annual subscription costs are going up starting August 13th. This is the second price increase for the service in 2021 alone. The new price hike has made ESPN's annual plan increase by about $20 this year, which is a lot. So a spokesperson for ESPN Plus confirmed that the service hike is going from $6 to $7 a month. If you have the yearly, it's going up $60 to $70. And now here's the one thing that one way you can get out of it. You will not see an increase if you have the Disney bundle, which is $13 a month, and it includes Disney Plus and Hulu. There's also no charge in the cost of UFC pay-per-view fights, which is a big draw. And Disney Plus and ESPN Plus have both gotten price increases as well this year, and so everything just keeps getting more and more expensive. However,
so why do people keep taking it?
Because they have content. Here's the thing. Yeah. Disney Plus at $8 a month, if you don't bundle it, that's on its own. That's still a really good value. You get all the Star Wars properties. You get Black Widow, all the new movies. That's going to stream free on Disney Plus starting October 6th. So the content is, if you look at the density of content, I would say Disney Plus is still way ahead. So it's actually a really good deal, but just do the bundle if you're going to watch all of it.
Number three, exclusive TED Chats. Where are they going?
Yep, Clubhouse has another partnership, and this time it's with one of the most popular podcast networks, and that is their new partnership with TED. They're going to bring exclusive chats to the social media platform Clubhouse. It's going to go, they're doing it throughout the rest of the summer, and then we'll see where it goes. The first room in Clubhouse is called Thank Your Ass Off, and that actually started this week. It runs weekly every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, and the company says additional rooms will launch soon. It's all going through TED's Clubhouse Club. And so TED, as we know, TED has launched its audio collective in February this year. They already have almost 2 million downloads per day is what they get. So this is a really big partnership for Clubhouse, which seems to still be getting more popular. It is still invite only. But, you know, there are a lot of free invitations, so anybody you know can let you in.
It's kind of like getting a trip out in the space bucket. We ought to talk about that, but we don't have time to do it here.
In the space bucket?
Well, you know, the new the Branson thing. Number two this week, Verizon has a new filter. What's it doing?
This is a really good, it's not often that I say good things about Verizon, but this is a good one. So this is a, Verizon has a new filter that blocks spoofing calls. Now, spoofing calls are when you look down, your phone rings, you look down, you go, well, that looks like half of my own phone number. What is this number? It's an attempt to spam you, and it's an attempt to get you to fall for whatever, you know, trickeration is on the other line if you answer it. And so this is called the neighborhood filter. This allows Verizon customers to send these calls directly to voicemail if you don't want them at all, or you can actually take a look through the list of who's calling you, and you can filter through it. This will be this is a free thing that Verizon Wireless has. If you want the upgraded, which has like additional that's an additional $3 per month per line, that will give you access to a database of 100 million spam numbers, a personal block list, a spam risk meter, and you get all of that in real time. So if you want the free version, you won't get all the bells and whistles, but for $3 a month more, if it really bothers you and it's something that, you know, you get all the time, which I know a lot of people do, then that's actually a really good thing.
Couple of seconds on the number one story this week on net neutrality.
Yep. So on Friday, President Biden signed the executive order on promoting competition in the American economy. This is a broad-reaching executive order. It touches technology. It touches agriculture. There's so much stuff here. But the broadband nutrition label that was developed in 2016 will be back. And basically, it's all about promoting transparency. So
right.
It's a good thing.
There you go. And having you here is a good thing as well. Victoria Keelan with...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.